Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. My name's Tyler Tovey, I'm 21 years old, and I make music under the name Gloom. I was born and raised in Salt Lake City, mostly living my life in the Sandy area. As long as I can remember, my parents have been divorced since I was probably 3 or 4 years old, so I never really, you know, had much memory of us all being together. That being said, when I was a kid, my dad had a job that required him to be out of town almost constantly. You know, I had shared time with parents, so when I was with my mom, we were always moving around and, you know, from this city to that city to apartments and, you know, friends' basements and, you know, stuff like that. And it was around this time when I really, really started to take shape with, you know, being totally obsessed with music. Everything I did and even still now is just music, music, music. I do remember my dad showed me The Cure. It was Pictures of You off their Disintegration album. And I'll never forget the moment I heard that song. That was definitely the turning point for me and my musical tastes. From then on, I, you know, delved deeper into their discography. It led me to, you know, bands that became my favorite now, like The Smiths, which also, you know, shaped me as a kid. And it was from that point where I really started going down the wormhole that was this, you know, 80s, you know, darker side of music that just really spoke to me for some reason. I started finding more bands along those lines, you know, like punk, post-punk, new wave, dark wave. That was like my thing. Those bands just like really shaped me, not only as a person, but, you know, what Gloom would become in the future. A friend of mine had a drum set at his house, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll try that. And for whatever reason, drums made sense to me. You know, I never took a lesson, anything like that. I just kind of learned it on my own, you know, learned basic beats, and then I'd listen to my favorite songs and, you know, hear what the drummer was doing in that, and then just be like, oh, I think this is what he's doing, and I would just kind of figure it out through trial and error. And I ended up getting kind of good at it, actually, and then I saved up for my own set, and I would just play the drums all the time, trying to learn new stuff, learn new songs. In high school, my friends and I, you know, we would jam all the time, and we ended up forming a band, and we actually got pretty good. And we were called Psychosis. We recorded a 2-track demo, like, in 2015. I was still a senior in high school at the time. And then we got our first show at Kilby Chord, and we started playing at least once a month. And I loved being in that band. It was so fun to, you know, play live with my friends and write music with, you know, these kids I've known for such a long time. And unfortunately, you know, we got some recognition and whatnot, but unfortunately the band didn't last very long, really only a couple of months. So I knew I wanted to start, you know, music of my own, and I needed to do it by myself, so that's when Gloom All started. I knew what I wanted to sound like in my head, you know, had my favorite bands like The Cure and Black Marble and Civil Lust, stuff like that. But I didn't want to just be like a, you know, a direct photocopy of, you know, all my favorite bands. I wanted to make it, you know, my own and unique and something that's, you know, stood in contrast against those bands. So being that I was going to, you know, be doing this by myself, it's not like I could play, you know, actual drums live or, you know, anything like that. So I knew I had to write songs that, you know, weren't too complex for me to be able to play live, but were also, you know, riveting enough to, you know, be catchy and interesting to the listener. So, you know, I started to reevaluate my approach of writing songs from, you know, the band I was in previous. You know, saved up for new equipment, you know, drum machine, synthesizer. I also knew that I wanted to, you know, make something on the darker side of stuff. You know, Psychosis was great, wasn't really where my heart was at in music, and Gloom was going to be something 100% me, 100% what I wanted to be. So I knew I was going to make something dark, something that provoked feeling and created a tone and atmosphere. I was trying to think of a name for my new project. You know, I had an image in my head, and I wanted it to be something that if you heard the name, if you saw the artwork at a record store or on Spotify, whatever, that, you know, you would kind of get a good sense about what it was about on the surface. So then in mind, I recorded the 3-song demo, in the basement of the house I was living in at the time, with no name in mind. And I was 19 years old. It was very rough sounding, very lo-fi. But, you know, it was three songs that I put my heart into. I just needed a name for it. So before I released it, I sat down, tried to think of what these three songs represent, what they mean. And, you know, they were darker than, you know, my previous projects. So I came up with the name Gloom, but I didn't want to spell it like normal, G-L-O-O-M. I wanted to spell it different. I wanted to stand out. So originally I spelled it G-L-V-E-M, like Gloom, but later on having to change that for various reasons. So April 28th, 2017 was when Gloom was pretty much born. That's when the first demo came out. It was called All I Ever Wanted Was For Us To Never End. I got small recognition from that, from friends and, you know, other people that found it on Bandcamp. But it still just wasn't entirely what I had envisioned in my head for where I wanted to take Gloom. But, I mean, looking back at that demo and hearing it now, you know, almost 2 years later, it's definitely something I'm proud of. And it's definitely, you know, a stamp of where I was in life at the time. You know, I knew I wanted to make something that sounded better and, you know, was more of the vision that I had in my head. And on that demo, actually, is the very first version of Bored of Me, which I would, you know, later record on Redefined as Pleasures. If I gave you my phone and you went to the notepad, you could probably scroll for a week with ideas I have for songs that, you know, later on I'll go through and reevaluate. But throughout each day, if something pops in my head, I'll hurry and pull my phone out and type it out in my notes. And then later on, I'll go back through and see what I've written, see if I like it, if it's could have potential, you know, so on and so forth. Being a drummer at heart, I always start with drums first whenever I write a song. I mean, to me, drums are the structure of any good song. It's the bones. You know, without a good drum beat, without a good drummer, I feel like you really don't have really much, because, you know, that's what drives the song, really. So, you know, I'll fiddle around on my synthesizer, try to figure out, you know, a main chord, a main synth line that'll sound good. And then once I figure that out, you know, I'll go through and, you know, add accents and different parts of, you know, where it changes, where the verse ends. And sometimes I'll even have, like, you know, synth ideas in my head, and then, you know, I'll just spend a couple hours trying to figure out how to find it on the synthesizer and in the tone and, you know, and make what's in my head come out into the real world. I started to record this self-titled demo EP, six tracks, came out October 2nd, 2017, and that came out really at this point in my life. I was in a long-term relationship. This was really when I started to notice that, you know, there was an end coming to this relationship I was in for a long time, and I kind of just poured that into this album. So after this EP came out, it got some recognition, more than the first one, better quality, better sounding, and it's also where, you know, people started paying me for it on Bandcamp. And I remember the first time that first payment came through, I was just, you know, I was dumbfounded because I never thought anyone would, you know, this is just something I make for me. I never was making it for anybody else. And the fact that someone liked it enough to want to give me their hard-earned cash for it just blew my mind and really made me feel good. And it actually kind of solidified the fact that this project I have in my mind could really actually be something one day. One week into 2018, my relationship of 3+ years to my girlfriend that I had met in high school had ended, and it ended very badly, unfortunately. On top of that, my dad, who I was living with at the time, had gotten a new job offer, which required him to move to St. George. It's also where his girlfriend was living at the time, so, you know, he was going to, you know, start a new job and, you know, be with the one that he loved. And then shortly after that, January 25th, my childhood dog actually passed away. He was old, so it was, you know, something that was coming. But it was three big foundations in my life that, you know, just crumbled from underneath me 1 month into the new year. So my dad was moving very end of February, beginning of March. So right after my 21st birthday, needed to find my own place to live. Dad's moving away. Dog passed away. Long-term relationship over. And I was very scared, very saddened, and I kind of came to this crossroads where I was like, okay, I can take this pain and all the stuff I'm going through, I can wallow in it, I can feel bad for myself, or I can go the other way and I can take all this negative energy, all these feelings I was feeling, the sadness, and turn it into something positive, So I decided to go with choice two, and that's when I really, really started to make Gloom exactly what I wanted it to be. And I started to record this two-song single in March. It was called Hollowed. The release date was March 30th, 2018. My first show as Gloom was booked shortly after that was released, April 16th. Hollowed actually got a really positive review from everyone who heard it. You know, friends, family, and most notably, Screaming for Years, Instagram page that's devoted to reviewing upcoming post-punk, darkwave artists. And that was huge for me. I'd never thought that, you know, my music was would ever reach that recognition where someone would want to write an article about it. And to hear him talk about it in such a positive light, and for that review to, you know, bring new fans and followers to my music was really something that made me feel on top of the world. It's just like, I'm trying to think when it was. There was a show that I played. It was at the Beehive. For whatever reason, I was very, like the couple weeks leading up to the show, I was really bummed out and I was like stressing out about things and I wasn't really like, you know, I just didn't feel very good. I just knew that when that show came up, you know, I could let everything I was feeling out. I went into that show here and I came out of that show here because I went up on stage and all the sadness and stress and problems that I was going through, I had let out of myself. And then I went home, you know, excited, happy. Not that I wasn't happy before, but, you know, it was like whatever I was going through, I get on stage and I just let it come out of me. And so it's almost like instead of me going to a therapist and sitting down and talking to him, I go on stage and I sing and I, you know, make these noises in front of strangers. And that's me. That's me being at a therapist. I really, really wanted to start writing new material. So I started to record this new EP, which personally I think is my best work so far. Redefined as Pleasures, which was released in August of 2018. I didn't really do anything with my life other than work on that album. I'd go to work every day, I'd come home and just immediately start working on it. Writing songs, lyrics, recording into odd hours of the night, and then I'd go to work the next day. Didn't hang out with friends as much, didn't do much, you know, I didn't really have anybody to answer to or anything like that, so I really just spent 110% of my time into that album, into Gloom. It really became my entire life. And I honestly knew that I created something great, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I was very, very proud of the way I had poured myself into these four songs, and I couldn't wait to share them with everybody and, you know, see what people thought and let them know where I was coming from and how I had taken these, you know, what had happened to me in January and turned it into this positive thing as opposed to something negative. Having these four songs done and almost being ready to release, I didn't have a name for the album. Obviously, I needed one, so I came up with Redefined as Pleasures. Those two words put together represent exactly where I was in life at the time. Any sort of displeasure that I may have felt before those events that happened to me in January did not matter anymore. They were redefined because nothing had ever brought me such displeasure in my life before than what I was going through, and nothing that came after that could ever be any worse than that. Grave Dance, the song from Redefined as Pleasures, is probably my favorite song that I've ever written so far. It's actually the song I end every single one of my shows with, and it's a song that I really feel like, you know, where Gloom comes to life.
Stop.
I want people to stay interested in Gloom, so I'm excited to start the year off with two new songs, a music video, and a tape of my collected works. I'll be playing my first show of 2019 on January 6th at Kilby Court with Battery Point from California, as well as locals Horrible Penny and Human Toy. I'll also be playing at Diabolical Records January 23rd with Primitive Man from Denver, as well as locals Two-Headed Whale. You can find all of my music on Bandcamp at gloomwaveslc.com, as well as Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Follow me on Instagram, gloomwaveslc, and on Facebook under Gloom.
Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.